In Colorado Springs, I'm Mike Purcell with KRCC News. Colorado State University opening the largest and most comprehensive veterinary hospital facility in the Intermountain West. The $230 million veterinary hospital and education complex will provide veterinary education, clinical training, and animal care and research. Here's Melinda Fry, Associate Dean for Veterinary Academic and Student Affairs.
This new veterinary hospital and education complex enables us to bring those first and second year students over onto the clinical campus, which is really exciting for them to be that much closer to where the action is.
Currently, CSU treats 42,000 animal patients a year and performs 500,000 diagnostic tests. The new hospital has 24 new exam rooms, allowing for expanded care. University, State of Colorado, and private funds paid for the complex. And it was a slow start to the year for sports gambling in Colorado. CPR's Ben Marcus reports.
Sports wagers in the first 4 months of this year are down 4% in Colorado, compared to the same time last year. DraftKings reported national sportsbook wagers grew less than 2% in the first quarter. Experts believe a few things are happening at once. Sports prediction markets like Kalshi may be taking some customers, and the industry is maturing after years of growth. The twist is, even as wagers have stopped growing, revenues and tax collections continue to rise. That's because the sportsbooks are getting better at beating their customers by promoting riskier combination bets known as parlays. I'm Ben Marcus, CPR News.
This is KRCC's.